Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
All right, how about this? Between the years of 1850 and 1900, there is an estimation that about 50,000 sailors died. Where? In the U.S. Great Lakes. That's after the area was used much more for shipping, and the shipping was, of course, much more dangerous. Now parts of the Wisconsin shoreline have been named the Shipwreck Coast National Marine Sanctuary. To help us understand all of that, we turn to Christian Overland. He is the director and the CEO of the Wisconsin Historical Society. Christian, welcome to WGN.
Hi, Steve. It's great to be here with you. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I'm fascinated by this. We touched on it a little bit last week, but tell me a little bit about what this designation will mean for the ships, and I would imagine some of the skeletons that are resting at the bottom of Lake Michigan.
Oh, sure. So it's a 962-square-mile marine sanctuary that's between Port Washington, a little bit north of Milwaukee, right? Mm-hmm. And then two rivers. And so right now, there's 36 known shipwrecks there. 21 of them are listed on the National Register of Historic Places. So it's an amazing underwater museum, if you will, about maritime history of the Great Lakes.
Is it something that we can visit? I mean, divers can dive around, swim around these shipwrecks?
It is. Actually, we have a maritime archaeology team that was established in 1988. And our team has been working on this maritime sanctuary since then, documenting the ships, recording them, taking photographs, measuring them, but doing so to produce research and also creating it as an attraction for divers to go down and enjoy. Of course, it's an underwater museum, so it's like you don't want to go inside of a museum and pull out artifacts behind the case.
Sure.
So we want people to leave things down there. But it is a place for divers to enjoy.
What kind of boats are we talking about here?
Oh, everything from 1833 sloop, that's basically a schooner, three-masted schooners, so to speak, that was built in Ohio. It's called the Home, and it basically sailed in the Great Lakes. Picture the Great Lakes in the 19th century with, as you said, hundreds, if not thousands, of these schooners on them going back and forth. It was like Model T's in Henry Ford's time, you know,
sure,
taking over the land. So they're sailing ships mostly, but there are steel-hulled ships down there, too, with an amazing array of cargo.
We're talking to Christian Overland. He's the director of the Wisconsin Historical Society about this new designation for a part of the Lake Michigan area just off of Wisconsin. And so do you know the stories of every ship that you know is down there?
Well, what we do know about them is, since our divers, our maritime archaeologists, have been examining them, there are ships like the Senator that has 268 Nash automobiles on them. So it went down in a storm, and it's in over 400 feet of cold water, and so they're perfectly preserved. There's another ship that was en route to Chicago, and it's called the Ralph Simons. And that was carrying a load of Christmas trees from Thompson, Michigan, up in the UP. And it had gone down to Chicago every year with Christmas trees going into the port and then going into the Chicago River and tying up just to sell them straight off.
Well, you know, I mean, even there was a play here in Chicago about that, songs about that Christmas tree boat.
Oh, and a famous book, too. So it's a real boat, and it is right off about 12 miles from Two Rivers in the Marine Sanctuary. It still has in its hold the Christmas trees, too. And it's in cold water, and many of them still have pine needles.
That is fantastic. Amazing. Christian Overland, Director and CEO of the Wisconsin Historical Society. If people want to find out more information about these shipwrecks, where do you suggest they go?
They should go to wisconsinhistory.org.
Wisconsinhistory.org, okay.
And then look for archaeology, or type in shipwreck, and you'll find it.
I got a text here. I don't know the answer to this. I don't know what the question means, but it says, will Sturgeon Bay and the Death's Door also be included? What does that mean?
Well, Sturgeon Bay is, you know, on Door County,
sure,
the peninsula that goes out. Sturgeon Bay is on the other side. So that is not part of the Marine Sanctuary, but there are actual ships in there that our underwater archaeologists have recorded. but it's not part of the maritime NOAA sanctuary that we partner with.
Do you know what Death Store mean? Is that just a part of the bay where ships would sink?
So November winds on the Great Lakes caused a lot of havoc and a lot of shipwrecks. And coming into Sturgeon Bay, very rocky area coming into the port, and so it was hard to navigate, especially for the schooners coming in. And so there is that area where there are a lot of ships. They've been dredging the bay recently and bringing up some interesting artifacts from it, too. That's become part of our collection.
Fantastic. Christian Overland from the Wisconsin Historical Society. All right, we're going to go dig weeds in the backyard, but first, here's Mary.